The other night, Charlotte Aviation Director Jerry Orr found himself without a ride home from work at the airport. So he hailed a cab. The driver knew exactly who he was.
I could tell he was a little nervous. But you know, he opened the door. The cab was immaculate. He knew right where to go. I mean, he was perfect.
That was a payoff moment for Orr, who took a lot of criticism last year when he decided to whittle the hodgepodge of 12 cab companies doing airport business down to just three, Crown, Yellow, and City Cab. Orr promised that working with fewer companies would make it easier to monitor quality and enforce things like a dress code. The view from the curb proves he was right. The cabs today are all nearly new. Many are even hybrids. They're buffed to a shine and equipped with the latest credit card technology. They're also being dispatched more efficiently, says Orr.
And if you look here, for instance, we're getting ready for the 9 o'clock rush, and so you see a large number of cabs here. So we're able to anticipate. The drivers know what their schedule is, and we're much better able to deal with the people as they come down.
So he could take the next taxi.
In the old days, airport taxi drivers basically worked whenever they wanted. There were often too many of them on duty, so it was common to see them sitting in the holding lot, playing backgammon or watching TV while they waited for a turn at the baggage claim curb. Now, airport staff meet regularly with cab company owners and assign drivers schedules based on flight traffic. Over in the taxi holding lot today, a TV blares to an empty break room, and drivers are dispatched back to the curb almost as fast as they arrive.
704-2642,
starter. Oh, it's so nice. We have more time for our family now.
This is Ali Adam, a driver for Yellow Cab. He worked at the airport for about 8 months before the changes.
You were able to work less hours?
8 hours. Yeah, less hours.
Same money? More money?
I think probably the same money with, more time for our family.
The good hours and predictability of the airport driver's job does come with some higher costs. Cab drivers in Charlotte typically own their cars and pay for their own insurance, maintenance, and gas. Most were required to buy new cars in order to keep operating at the airport. They get to keep their fares and tips, but pay a weekly fee to the cab company. Those fees have doubled to more than $300 a week for many airport drivers. The DNC should be a lucrative time for them, but probably not for the rest of the city's cabs.
I think I'm not expecting that we can make more money. We may make less, I don't know.
King cab driver Abdullahi Hersi says one reason profits may be worse during the DNC is that street closures will limit where he can cruise for passengers. Plus, most Charlotte hotels don't call taxis for their guests. They use limo companies that are bringing in more than 100 extra cars for the DMC. And then there are the free shuttles, says driver Naji Saeed.
There are going to be a lot of people, but they don't need no ride because they got free shuttles.
After delegates catch an airport taxi to their hotels, they'll have private DNC buses to shuttle them around town. There's an extra sting in all of this for cab drivers who worked at the airport for years and looked forward to the DNC before they were displaced by the new contract system. Abdul Rajak is one of several dozen trying to make the most of things by forming their own company, United Cab. Rajak's minivan has a new paint job and a tablet computer with the latest dispatch technology.
Welcome to United Cab.
Rajak says all the dire warnings last year from drivers who said they'd lose their shirts if they were forced out of the airport turned out to be a little overblown.
It's not that true.
It hasn't turned out that way.
It has not turned out that way because most of our drivers are experienced drivers, which have been driving this town more than 20 and 25 years.
They know the streets. They have loyal customers who call them for rides. They've adapted.
So they recover quickly.
And they're looking beyond the DNC, back to the airport. Aviation Director Jerry Orr recently renewed contracts with Yellow, Crown, and City Cab, but says next year he may let other companies bid. United Cab plans to be ready. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.